District 83, Ubley and USA with the final score of 61-42, USA winning by 19 points. And now on to the second game, as it's the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in Harbor Beach. Taking a look at Lakers' second-year away team tonight. They entered tonight at 3-16 overall, 0-10 in divisional play. Lakers is coached by Jeremy Majeski, a position he has held for the past 5 years. During that span, the Green Machine has gone at 30-72, or in baseball terms, batting .294. This year, Lakers have been plagued with injuries and some disciplinary actions, dealing them with sometimes a short deck. Overall, the numbers are not pretty. In their 19 regular season games, Lakers on average scored at 38.6 points only. Their defense, however, allowed 52.2, making for a 13.6 point deficit. Believe it or not, Lakers only won a single home game out of 10 tries. They have a better record on the road at 2-7. Away from the land of wind turbines and the faint smell of the refinery, their averages improve only slightly, though. In road games, the Green and White score 40.2 and give up 51.2, so move that 13.6 deficit down a little bit to 11 points. Their best road win comes at Ubley, defeating the Bearcats by 14, 45-31. John Mooney, Lakers nearly took out Harbor Beach in their first meeting. Can they do it tonight?
Well, that depends. The Lakers' strength can be found in their inside attack. Freshman Brendan Wisner, he's had a great season finding ways to score on the slash and so forth. I think he does a real nice job putting his opponents into foul jeopardy. Dakota Valentine, he can be very formidable on the inside. Ball control, shot selection, and location are the keys tonight. If Lakers wants to go ahead and fall asleep at three-point arc, it's going to be a very long offseason for them.
Lakers is currently on a 14-game losing streak, spanning as of today 80 days since the last win. It's an uphill battle against the Pirates tonight, but like we said, they fell short in high reach by only 6 points, 41-47, although in the past 5 years, Lakers has gone 0-10 against the Pirates. The average score in those 10 meetings, 47.5 to 58.7, plus 11.2 for Harbor Beach. The Harbor Beach Pirates enter tonight at 15-4 overall, 10-0 in league play. The GTC East champions, the fourth time in 6 years. At the helm for the Pirates is Ron Erbel, head coach for Harbor Beach since 1993. As of recent, Harbor Beach has had great postseason success at the district level, having made the past 5 district finals and bringing home the district hardware 4 of the last 5. Last year, the Pirates lost to USA by .51-52. As far as this season's scoring averages are concerned, Harbor Beach is just a smidgen away from a double-digit advantage. Per game, the Pirates are averaging 56.7 and allowing 47.3, so 9.4 points in favor of Harbor Beach. John Mooney, what has been the MO for Harbor Beach this season?
Well, I'll tell you what, as far as the Pirates are concerned, they're led by senior guard Josh Schulke, and I believe he is one of the one or two people that are indispensable to his team. Now, they do boast a bevy of scoring options, though, with junior Cody Seaman, senior Austin Seltz, and 6'7" senior center transfer Dalton Oakey. For the Pirates, ball control, no turnovers, and no fouls is the key tonight.
Well, the Pirates' life, there's been one bad week in the season for Harbor Beach. That was a 3-game losing skid over the holidays. Since a fourth-quarter comeback victory over Reese, Harbor Beach has gone 12-1, falling only to USA in overtime by 3. If you look at the average score since defeating Reese, the Pirates are defeating their opponents by 12-plus points, and only 2 foes have reached 60 points. Harbor Beach is currently on an 8-game winning streak. Their last loss was that overtime thriller to USA on their home court. What started this current win streak was a victory over the Lakers back on January 30th when they struggled but still secured a 47-41 road win. Harbor Beach is 10-0 in the past 5 seasons against the Lakers. When we return, we'll have tip-off here in 3.5 minutes of Lakers in Harbor Beach on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He is clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
The price of just about everything is going up. Wouldn't it be nice if you could hit a pause button on rising prices? Well, you can when you heat your home with your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane. With Kohler Propane's budget plans, you can put a cap on your per gallon price for propane so it won't go above a certain price level all season long. It gets even better because you can spread out your payments over the entire year, so it's not such a huge chunk of your paycheck during the holiday season and all the rest of those cold winter months. So lock in your propane price. Call your local propane company toll free at 888-950-7975. Serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis, remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
You're listening to the WLDW Sports Network, game number two of our doubleheader action tonight. As now up is Harbor Beach and Ubley, or excuse me, Harbor Beach and Lakers. We saw Ubley fall to Laker to USA 61-42 in the first game. For Harbor Beach, starting is a 6'3" senior at guard at number 10, Josh Shelke. Number 12, Devin Lemansky, a 6-foot senior. Number 23, Austin Seltz. He's a 5'8" senior. He is a sharpshooter from the three. A 6'2" junior, number 40, Cody Seaman. And the big man inside at center, a 6'7" senior, transfer from Sandusky last year to Harbor Beach this year, Dalton Oakey. For Ubley, or excuse me, I will get these names right eventually, folks. Lakers, number 2, a sophomore, Keegan Valentine will be starting. Number 4, Brennan Wisner. Number 10, Seth Bowles. Number 12, Trent Cunningham. He's a junior. And number 54, Dakota Valentine. So for our reach, Shelke, Lemansky, Seltz, Seaman, and Oakey. For Lakers, Valentine, Wisner, Bowles, Cunningham, and Valentine. 8 minutes are on the clock and we're ready to start here. John Mooney, what's your game of crystal ball forecast?
Well, I'm seeing Harbor Beach by 12.
You're saying Harbor Beach by 12? I'll take Harbor Beach by 13.
I knew you would. I was going to say 15, but that, well, you know, you didn't want
that
to say
16, would be tough. Harbor Beach is favored, according to Las Vegas, by 14.5 points. I can see it. That's good. We're also tied up at 6 apiece now on the season.
Ooh, rubber match.
Yeah.
I should have went with 15.
Well, we still got a minimum of four games left here on our broadcast schedule. Of course, you can hear all the action in District 83 right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLEW Sports, a portion of the WLEW Sports Network. Dalton Oakey and Dakota Valentine will be tipping off here for